Here are two new ways that you can promote Issues Etc. The Issues Etc. business card and the Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer. Simply go to the support page at issuesetc.org, click Issues Etc. business cards, print the page on suitable stock paper, and cut along the lines. We also have an 8.5 by 11 inch flyer for the bulletin board at your church. Issuesetc.org, go to the support page, click Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer, and print.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Well, it's somewhat interesting to me that this text, this gospel lesson of the unrighteous manager, should be the text for the celebration of Pastor Whedon's 25 years in office. But I learned this morning some things people keep from me. I'm here on this Sunday because of problems with my schedule, not because of your choice. But on second thought, it really is a pretty good text. We're in the dry season. Last spring, I thought, my yard looks wonderful. It looks better than it ever had in 10 years in St. Louis. Despite all of my efforts, God had turned it wonderfully green in 2 months and did more than I could have possibly done in 10 years. Well, now, just a few months later, it's full of crabgrass and looking pretty rough, looking not unlike the fields of corn that are severely dry on the way just out of Hamel on the road up here. We're in the dry season of the church year, too. Oh, there have been a few festivals this August, including the festival for the Mother of Our Lord, but be honest, we Lutherans don't pay much attention to festivals, certainly not in August, and they're minor festivals. We're in the dry time. It's like Johannes Kepler, the first astrophysicist, a faithful Lutheran who determined that the planets move in ellipses. So right now in the church here, we're at the far, far end of the ellipse, just about ready to be flung back in toward the festival season again. St. Michael and all angels coming at the end of September, thank God. These texts today are all about being out in the wilderness. David had made it through war with the Philistines. The text says he sang his song in our text. He sang his song after that war had been settled. He sang it another time, the text said, after Saul had ceased to pursue him. God is my shield way out in the wilderness. 1 Corinthians, St. Paul talks about the people of God wandering in the wilderness and falling prey to idolatry, and 23,000 of them falling in a single day, despite the fact that the rock which was Christ followed them and gave them to drink. And then this weird gospel lesson. Make friends for yourselves by means of unrighteous wealth, so that when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal dwellings. Luther states on this verse, just as when a flirt draws the whole world after her, and I say, she's a clever flirt, she knows her business. The unrighteous manager knew his business. He knew his master was merciful, and he knew his business. What is our business? What is your pastor's business? Jesus. Why do we celebrate Pastor Whedon today? Jesus. How shall this congregation not only survive, but thrive right now in the wilderness? Jesus. How shall you live as a sinner midst your family and your community of sinners and all the kind of things that go on in this world today? How shall you live? Jesus. The whole point of today's text is Jesus. Every verse of the Bible is Jesus. Every chapter of the Bible is Jesus. They are they which testify of me, Jesus said of the Old Testament. Every word of law, every damning exclamation is given to you for a purpose, to damn you to death, to kill you, to crucify you, and drive you to Jesus. Jesus. So that you can count all things as dung next to the surpassing greatness of knowing Jesus Christ and not having a righteousness of your own that comes from the law. You shall have no other gods before me. We should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. And yet we fear, love, and trust in anything else. We fear 99.9% of the time, and it never happens. And yet we're filled with worry and anxiety as though God had given us no promises that He is our dear Father, won't give us too much to bear, will provide a way out when we are tempted. You love what is not God, and you want it. Your God is your gold, your land, your power. You harbor dark thoughts. God says to you, the soul that sins shall surely die. Where shall we turn? Jesus. Jesus kept it all for us. Jesus died it all to death, put to death for your transgressions. You misuse the name of God. You are baptized. You are called a Christian, a little Christ. You drag Christ's name through everything you say and do. We are to pray, praise, and give thanks, and yet so often we curse, condemn, and whine. The ancient Israelites grumbled and were destroyed, the text says. To whom shall we turn, we grumblers? Jesus, Jesus, I praise thee, Father, you have hid this from the wise and revealed it to the babes. Jesus, who prays, praise, and give thanks for us, keeps the law perfectly for you. You're sluggish when you read the Word of God. If you're in church, your mind wanders. You fail to pay attention. Not a single one of us can pray a perfect Lord's Prayer, Luther said. Those who are of God hear God's words. Those who are not of God do not hear God. Therefore, you are not of God. That's what Jesus said. Who will help us? Jesus. Only Jesus. He prays the Psalms from the cross for you. You chafe under authority. You dishonor your parents. And even when you do what your parents tell you, you do it for another reason, to get some reward, not for the joy of it. But Jesus was obedient to his parents. And more than that, Jesus was obedient even unto death, an unjust death for you, Jesus. You may not have murdered, but you've hated your brother, which Jesus says is every bit as evil as murder. To whom shall we go? Jesus, who says, forgive them, Lord. They know not what they do. Forgive. Jesus has forgiven you all your sins. Cannot you forgive your neighbor? Can't you? Jesus. If our sixth commandment sins were evident to all in this place, we'd all cover our head for shame and be too embarrassed to come here again. The Bible says, no one is righteous, no, not one. But Jesus lived a perfect and chaste life for you, and he died the darkest and deepest death for your worst offenses. Jesus, you've stolen, and when you haven't stolen, you've wanted to. Luther says that the sins of youth are sexual and the sins of the elderly are greed. And I'm learning there's a tipping point right in life too where you're plagued by both of them. You've been put on earth to serve your family and those around you, but you act like you are the cause of all that you have and not God himself. Jesus was generous for you. Like the case of Zacchaeus, he says to you, come down, come. I'm coming to your house today. You're forgiven. Jesus. You lie and slander about your neighbor. You fail to put the best construction on everything. The book of Revelation says, liars and slanderers shall suffer the lake of eternal fire. Jesus said from the cross, Lord, forgive them. They know not what they do. And he did it for you. He died for your wretched lips. Jesus. You are discontent, and you want this, and you want that, and you think you won't be happy without it. You covet. David coveted, and it brought him down. You've got the same wretched, sinful flesh in you. If it brought down a prophet, what'll it do to you? Jeremiah said, the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Jesus says, foxes have holes and birds nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. He has nothing. He desires nothing. but you. Jesus, for you. In this wretched wilderness beset by our own sins, Jesus gives us an extraordinary gift. He gives us a pastor, a shepherd. He doesn't leave us like a dumbfounded cow staring at a new barn door when life's travails and troubles come to us. He gives us a pastor. Quite a few years ago, I was living in Australia, and we visited a sheep operation on the Graham and Gwen Cock sheep ranch. Thousands of sheep. One day we rode on the truck, the back of the truck, into the paddock, as the Aussies say. And there in the distance, the mob of sheep, thousands of them. We drove through the gate. They started to get skittish and flee because they knew this. There were people talking in the vehicle that they didn't recognize. But then all of a sudden, Graham Cock, just about this loud, he began to say this, "Hey, Bob. Hey, Bob." And within 30 seconds, the entire flock of sheep, mind you, thousands of animals, were pressing in on the vehicle we stood in. I felt as though I could have walked across their backs on a sea in every direction. Why did they do that? My sheep hear my voice. And Jesus promises, he promises this to your pastor. He who hears you hears me. Not when Pastor Whedon gasses off on his own opinions out of this pulpit about something, or his walking down the street and has this or that to say, but when he shares with you the blessed words of Christ, when he consoles you in the hospital, when he brings Christ's word to you from this pulpit, Jesus gives you a pastor, Jesus. You're a sinner. Be a sinner. You must be sinners, all of you. Jesus comes for sinners. I came not for the righteous, but for the unrighteous. Luther once counseled a friend who thought he had transgressed God's law so terribly there could be no mercy for him. Luther said, "Now you know what it is to be a hard-boiled sinner like the rest of us. Welcome to the club." Jesus comes only for sinners, he said. In fact, Christ dwells only in sinners, Luther tells his dear friend. Your pastor is yoked. He wears a stole. When he baptized you, it was Jesus baptizing you. In baptism, you put on Christ. It's all about Jesus, not having a righteousness of your own that comes from the law. Your pastor is yoked to drag you back to that font. Every week when you confess your sins here, he's yoked to speak the Lord's words. In the stead and by the command of Christ, you're forgiven and you're splashed again, just like that baptism is brand new. Your pastor is yoked when he stands in this pulpit and he delivers the effective and mighty word of God to you, just as though Jesus himself were saying it. And I say to you this day, in the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven, completely, totally forgiven. Your pastor is yoked to stand at this altar to deliver to you the body and blood of Jesus for what? The forgiveness of your sins. And my dear friends, you must know that the things your pastor is yoked to give you are the most precious treasures you could possibly have in this life. To live a life of forgiveness, of love, of mercy, a meaningful life of service in your wonderful vocations of father and mother and brother and sister and worker and everything else you do. It's a great way to live. And your pastor is yoked to give it all to you. To give you Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for 25 years of Pastor Whedon. And thank you for 25 years of Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.